this is WNTI, The Sound of Centenary. I'm John Del Rey, the director of WNTI and Centenary University. I want to welcome you to this special town hall WNTI meeting of members of the WNTI DJ staff team. We are all joining you via remote learning, remote sessions. And we just want to kind of get together, and I kind of thought about this, just getting everybody together and kind of going over their experiences and, everyone has a chance to just talk and just, you know, this is one of our get-togethers. We have these weekly meetings where we went to online learning, so we thought about this, and let's kind of bring our meeting to everyone and just everyone kind of shares their experience. So I want to introduce everybody, and so I want to unmute everybody. So you guys can just go around the table, just unmute your mics, and just kind of introduce yourselves. Maggie, why don't you get started?
Okay. My name's Maggie Amashta. I'm a graduating senior at CET. I've been doing online learning, which has been interesting. I've also been looking for jobs and internships for radio. And that's been, so I've been a kind of juggling, also looking at jobs and schoolwork because I am graduating. And that's been a little bit of a struggle, a little bit of adjustment, but I've been figuring it out.
And I see Ray, you're on the session with us. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. How are you doing, John?
Good. How are you holding up?
So far, so good. We've been doing a lot of TV with my family all together. My dad has yet to stop watching Battlestar Galactica. So we're all just kind of like going through the motions. And like, I've been doing online classes, which is like really new format because I'd never done that. And it's been interesting. I'm also trying to like find jobs and stuff like that, hoping to like get back into the like making money and stuff like that. So that's basically where I've been at.
All right. And Lauren, you're on with us. So Lauren, how you doing?
What can I say? I'm Lauren, a sophomore. Supposed to go see Billy Joel in a month. That probably won't happen. What else? I got a job working for the Minnesota Film Commission, but I don't think I'm going to get that either because of the corona. And as of this fall, I will be starting at the College of St. Benedict's in Minnesota. So I will no longer be part of WNTI. So that's my update. I've just been doing homework and playing basketball outside by myself. It's pretty enjoyable.
Well, we're certainly going to miss you, Lauren, and we'll get back to you in just a second. So, Gabe, I see you're out there. Gabriel Falcon, our music director. Gabe, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Johnny. Just been doing schoolwork and taking online classes, which is, I'm still not used to. I don't think a lot of people are. It's getting there. I'm starting to get used to it. I'm also been looking for any internships or stuff to do over the summer, career-wise or job-wise. Other than that, though, I've been holding up pretty well.
Okay. And see, Halifa is out there. So, Halifa, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Just holding up. I'm taking my online classes. I'm almost done. Just next week, we got last week. And I'll just be doing like a lot of papers. Overall, jobs, I've not really looking as of now because of my work. So I had to work on my schoolwork and the project with WNTIFU, Johnny. Also, everything's come along very steadily. And that's pretty much it right now for me. So yeah, it's pretty good so far, just the quarantine. You know, it's just online ordering, you know, is kind of, you know, a little challenging. But, you know, we order food once in a while for my family. So yeah, it's pretty new.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to mix it up a bit because we're all kind of cooped up here, all staying at home. So I just wanted to pass this question around to the entire group here. Obviously, online learning is a whole new experience, not only just here at Centenary University, but around the country and around the world, not only for faculty like myself, who had to make a rapid adjustment, but also for students. And as a personal experience, I have a sister's an elementary school teacher, so she's had to make the adjustment. Let's share your experiences. How have you guys made the adjustment? And what have you found that's worked, what's not worked, and how do you stay focused?
I've actually taken online courses before, but I always kind of enjoyed the in-person learning as well. But I've found that it's not good to just do, this is just for me, doing my classes from my bed. Like, I have to be at a desk or a table, and it's just easier for me to focus. It's definitely a lot. My dad has his home office here, so obviously no one is working there now. But when this first started, there were still people in the office. And so, you know, I would put my headphones in or something just to kind of focus on that. And I actually have a family friend who's a middle school teacher, and she has been, they're quote-unquote Google school, so she does all her work through Google classrooms. And that's been a huge adjustment for her. So that's interesting for me to hear from her. And it's definitely been a challenge not to be in person. But since I have taken, since one of my classes was actually hybrid before, it was easier for me to kind of adjust. But yeah, definitely staying focused. I now have my desk in my room. So that's definitely helped. Stay focused.
Yeah, that's a big thing, because who else would like to share their experience? You know, how do you find the right place to get all your work done? Because it's not only is it just you in the house, but it's your entire family if you're in that situation.
Yeah, I'm a big list maker. So basically, what I do is I make a list of everything I have to get done each day, and then I just go, you know, line by line and just check it off. It's been kind of, I don't learn well online. I do better in a classroom setting. I always have. So it's a lot easier when I'm in a classroom. So it's been difficult. It's definitely been an adjustment. Like, my cousin is a teacher and a coach, so she had to like adjust for stuff like that. And it was interesting hearing about like her experiences with it. But it's been pretty interesting, the transition from classroom to at home learning, because it's very new. Like, I've never done this before. So I'm just kind of like going through the motions and trying to figure it out. But a lot of the time it's just like finding a place where it's quiet and I can do my work. And, you know, I'm not the only one doing work in the house. Like, everybody is doing work too. So it's kind of difficult at times, but honestly, like, it has gotten easier. I have gotten a lot better with the routine of it.
You bring up a good point, Ray, that a number of people like yourself feel better in the classroom as opposed to online learning. Who else has had that difficulty or has that experience?
Me, because I like people. I'm a people person. If I don't see people, I get sad.
So you just miss the community aspect of being in a classroom as opposed to having community online.
Yeah, I miss walking into a classroom and seeing the teacher face to face, or seeing other students, just seeing people that I know, even if I don't like them, I just like seeing people, like people around me. It makes it more fun. It feels more enjoyable because there's other people around you. And I don't really know how to describe it, but it's like, I love seeing the teachers. My favorite thing, I get joy out of just watching my teachers. Even if I'm not, like, paying attention, or even if I don't really find what they're doing interesting, which I'm always interested in what my teachers have to say, no matter what. But, like, I love watching them do what they do. And I miss that. I miss watching them.
You bring up a good point, Lauren, just the interaction between the student and the professor, because Centenary is such a tight-knit community. It's very common to see your professor walking to another classroom or walking into the lunchroom the same time as you, or maybe you're chatting with them in the library or in Starbucks. And, you know, who else misses that aspect of just being able to just wave to your professor as you walk by, or just to have a conversation after class?
I do. I love it. I love talking with Dr. Fry for like 20 minutes after class would end every day.
I didn't realize how much of an extrovert I actually am until this whole thing started and I couldn't leave my house and see people. And I do miss the atmosphere of being on campus. I do miss like seeing people and just walking past people. Like, they'll always say hey or something like that, even if you don't really know them. But yeah, I do miss that a lot. I didn't realize how much of a social person I am until they were like, oh, you can't go outside, you can't see your friends and stuff like that. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, like, computer error. Like it's been a little difficult adjusting to that, especially because I have friends here that I would like to see that I can't see, and it definitely sucks.
You make a good point there, Ray. Another fact, too, is a lot of students are working on projects on campus, and they've had to transition, you know, a project to doing it online. And Halifa, you mentioned you're working on something with WNTI, with myself, a promotions project. How have you made that transition, Halifa, going to do something that's going down on campus, just doing something just completely online through social media and through the website?
It was really, really challenging, you know, because I was doing like videos with you, you know, that was like my whole thing. And we're going to do the SGA with the like the collaboration with the shows. I was like really excited to do that because I was like trying to make this my personal project and, you know, do SGA work along with my classwork, you know, with you and the PR project. But since everything kind of stopped, you know, I can't really meet people personally. So it kind of, you know, it's a bummer. But at the same time, you know, we make adjustments. And like Ray was mentioning, you know, I kind of do things by like list, you know. So if I have to do a certain things, like if I do like a project, right, and like a paper, I'll do that paper at intervals, you know, and whatever I need to do for like one day, I'll work on for that day, then work on whatever I can't finish the next day. So I kind of space things out, not like make one day overwhelming. But it was kind of really sad, so, you know, because I usually like I enjoy, you know, film and like, you know, being able to like, you know, upload videos and show them to you because, you know, I really put a lot of work in some of them and it's challenging when you don't have that aspect, but we always try to adjust.
You have make a good point there, Halifa. And, you know, when we turn to Gabe, I know, Gabe, you were like a number of students were living on campus and now you're back living at home. How has that adjustment been for you?
Been a little difficult, especially since some of the classes I was in were really hands-on. Like, they were film classes, and I had to film stuff, and now I have to do the same thing at home now. So I don't really have to... I mean, I do my best to get by to make these assignments. But the thing is that when I'm at school, I have access to... some pretty high-end cameras and such. But here, I have to film my phone, and that's not as great compared to using one of those better cameras. But I'm getting used to it, so it's not all that bad. But I do miss that aspect of living on campus to have better access to better equipment.
No, I hear you. There, Gabriel, it's just you try to find all the different ways to use your iPhone to try to complete your assignments. And sometimes you have to improvise. And well, that's kind of life. Sometimes you got to improvise at the worst times. I do see on the list here that that Daniel has joined us. Daniel, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
So, Daniel, let me ask you straight up. How are you doing? How are you handling just being online now and just being away from the university?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Same old if I was on campus. Homework every day and work every day at shop, right? It's been busy in stores. So if you need any firsthand experience to what we're doing at our local convenience stores, I'm your guy. It's been pretty busy. We've been running out a lot of produce more than usual. And now we have to all wear masks and gloves too. So that's a new requirement.
So I have an important question.
Sure.
Do you have toilet paper?
Yes, we have toilet paper, but you're going to have to be early in the morning to get it in our stores. But our house, where my parents were the first, you know, few people that were scared about this whole virus that we had to stockpile. It was going to be the end of the world, yada, yada, yada.
Again, Daniel, thanks so much for joining us. Just want to post this question to the entire group. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, this has been a very radical change. This is a very scary time, you know, living under this COVID-19 pandemic. We don't know when it's going to end. We don't know when these restrictions are going to end. I wanted to pass this question around to the entire group. And maybe, Daniel, you can start since you just got joined us. How have you stayed grounded during this entire experience?
Grounded, well, define grounded. Like, what do you mean by
Well, I mean, you're working at ShopRite, obviously, and, you know, you're working on all your assignments, but, you know, all the other activities, maybe going outside, maybe going to that park, that's been restricted. How have you kind of kept yourself sane throughout this whole experience?
Well, like I said, I have to focus on work, and when I'm not working, I have to, again, do my assignments. So even so, nothing's really, like I said, I'm not really an outdoors person, so nothing's really changed on my end. I do miss coming into the radio station every Wednesday to do my show.
Yeah, it's like a lot. You're not the only one, Daniel. And hopefully we can all get back into the studio sooner or later if things change. I'll pass this question around again. Anybody else? Maybe Lauren, how are you staying grounded throughout this entire thing?
To be honest, I'm not. My anxiety is kind of through the roof a little bit because I hate being trapped inside. So I'm like, I don't like it. It was at first I was like, all right, this is going to be a 2-week thing. Then it got extended and I'm like, all right. And then it just keeps getting extended and I don't know when the end is in sight. So I'm mad because like we don't know when it's going to end. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to like be free. I can be free finally, but I don't know.
I think, you know, your experience is what you're feeling. You're not alone with this. And I think throughout this entire ordeal, we've all had this feeling of being trapped, of not knowing what's coming next.
I'm supposed to start a new school year and a job this summer, which probably the job will not happen. But I'm supposed to go to a new school where my family's moving. So I don't know when we're going to be able to get out of here and actually move.
I get what you mean, because recently, like, my anxiety's been crazy, too. Because I'm a very high anxiety person, and being inside is not great for me. So I've been like, every now and then it's like I get overwhelmed and I'll have a panic attack or something like that, and it does suck because a lot of the time, like my thing is going for a drive. That's like how I would calm myself down. But like if I'm having a panic attack, I can't go for a drive because I'm a little distracted. So it's like, it's a little counterproductive. So it's kind of like just figuring things out and like finding what works. Like I have a friend that is like my go-to that I text for things like that. And it helps to have like someone you can count on and you can be like, hey, like I'm having a rough time right now. Can we just talk and stuff like that? I have found that reaching out to friends is very helpful and that it is, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was going to be until I was like, starting to get stir crazy and I was starting to have more panic attacks and I was like, okay, I need some support from people that know about this. And I was like, all right. So a lot of reaching out to friends and stuff like that.
I mean, I have friends, but I have my sister who I don't know. I think she is at her friend's house. So I don't see her as much. She's the number one person on this, actually. I mean, I do have my friends that I talk to, but I'm so busy and distracted with homework that I forget to even talk to them, which is a good thing. It's a good thing I have homework because it gets me so distracted and so busy that I forget about everything until one of my friends randomly texts me and I feel like a bad friend because I didn't text them back.
I have something a little bit to add to this. I deal with both depression and anxiety, and so they've been kind of fighting a lot. This time, my mom understands it, but my dad doesn't, so that's very hard. I've also been dealing with migraines, so that's been really fun.
I just found out I have migraines, actually.
And so, you know, I've been trying to just put on my headphones and just drown out the world because you can't go anywhere, and the weather has been so weird lately that you can't even go for a walk. You know, and obviously some places you just can't because there's not enough room, but you know, I live in the woods and it's just like, I can't, and it's just kind of, it's frustrating. And, you know, I just wonder, I was supposed to do a summer, I'm supposed to be applying for summer internships and who knows if those are even going to happen. And so I literally had such a bad panic attack the other night that I broke out in hives. So it's been pretty, you know, it's been really, really stressful for me to just kind of, focusing on the schoolwork, like Lauren said, has been really helpful. Like, I hear from people every once in a while, but my a lot of my friends haven't been as receptive as I'd hoped they'd be. I know a lot of them are dealing with some stuff, so it's understandable. My friend just had a baby, so...
Wait, one of your friends just had a baby?
Yeah, one of my friends just had a kid. So you know, I've just been trying to focus on the schoolwork. I've rearranged my room. I've done things just kind of to keep my mind busy. And that's, I want to say it's been helpful, but it's also been like just, it's just been distracting for a short time and not for a long time. And I do worry what's going to happen after the schoolwork ends. That also is starting to stress me out. Like and of course the job thing. I am a senior, so great. So I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a place to live. I'm working on schoolwork, and it's just. And every time I turn on the news, yeah.
Don't watch the news. That's the key. My sister told me, don't watch television. All they're going to talk about is the virus. It's going to make it worse, and I know that because I went to go watch. Like, I forget what, like TMZ or some one of those weird shows, like those celebrity news shows. I think it was even like E! News or like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I live with my parents and they both watch the news, so.
Well, my parents don't want us to watch the news because they don't like the news. Like, all they talk about is bad stuff and there's no reason for that. Yeah, not now, not ever. Not no better, not no how.
You bring up a good point there. Has anyone else just had to like tune out the outside world?
Me.
Like maybe shut off the news for just a couple of like hours.
I had to.
I haven't watched TV in like an actual television show in probably 2 months now.
Yeah, I kind of had to like stop watching the news because I know it's a huge deal and I know that it's very important and I know that we need to flatten the curve and stuff like that, but I'm so tired of hearing about it and I'm so tired of like feeling anxious and hearing about like, it's not that I'm like, oh, this needs to be over. It does need to be over, but I'm not like, oh, why are they reporting on it? It's more like, every time I watch it, I feel very anxious and I feel very like concerned and it doesn't help and it's not helpful. I feel like if you want to be informed every now and then, like check the news, but I don't think you should like consistently watch it because when I do that, it like messes with my head.
I don't think it helps that even before this virus that every news media outlet, the majority ones anyway, have had a political agenda. So most of the arguments they're basing their claims on are trying to support their party. So, I mean, it's not really so much as to let the people know, just to, you know, keep them informed. Everyone has a right to know. It's just, you know, what information it is and who's factually right or just factually opinionated.
Yeah, I see what you mean with that.
You bring up a good point there, Dana. I'm sorry, Ray. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, like, I do see what he means with that because, like, a lot of news channels are trying to push a certain party, but I've been sticking to, like, local news. If I do watch the news at all, it's local news kind of, like, just that's being a little bit more, like, not getting involved with a certain party. It's more just, this is the news, this is what's going on. And stuff like that. And I've been listening to that and I try not to watch the news, but when I do every now and then just to be like, hey, what's going on? I usually stick to my local news channel because they're not very biased. So it's easy to just kind of be like, okay, this is the numbers of the coronavirus and that's it. And it's like, all right, cool.
I think even before all of this happened, there was a real, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and it's just sometimes it's just too much information for people to process. Well, now during this entire epidemic, there's so much information out there, and people don't know what to believe.
Well, we are in the age of technology where it's not just on the television, but it's also the internet is a living, breathing, you know, source of news for people. So you're never going to, you know, just tune it out entirely. There's always going to be a little ad about something in the corner of your screen and each website, or you get email notifications. So it's just going to be everywhere, people. I mean, it all depends of how you let it hit you too, you know?
No, you're exactly right. I want to just fill in our listeners about what's going on. This is a special WNTI, The Sound of Centenary, kind of town hall get together. I'm John Del Rey, the director of WNTI. I'm joined by Maggie and Ray and Lauren and Gabriel and Daniel and Halifa, they're all WNTI DJs. I should point out that Gabriel is our WNTI music director. And I also just saw on the list, just popping up, we got guests coming in and out. And I just want one group question I just want to throw out there to the entire group is, how has your experience at WNTI helped you throughout this entire ordeal? I mean, you guys obviously are missing your radio shows. This is kind of a way, at least, we can maybe get back on the air at some point. You know, I wanted to give you guys a chance to at least, you know, try to do a final show or two on the air. But how has your experience being on WNTI helped you throughout this entire ordeal?
I'll speak to that. I think it's helped me find a new passion and become more confident in knowing that, you know, if I get an internship, if I eventually get on air, that I can do it because I've already done it on WNTI. And I've always been kind of afraid of public speaking, but now because I had a chance to do my show on WNTI, I can continue to do that elsewhere and maybe even make a career out of it. So that's been really cool.
Very good. Anybody else?
Yeah, I definitely think I've gotten more confident from doing my radio show. I used to be like very, I have a hard time talking in front of like other human beings. So I get very like uncomfortable sometimes, but I'm finding that because I was talking so much and I knew people were listening, but I'm starting to get better with communicating in front of other people and not being so awkward about it and not being so anxious about it.
I think for me, it's helped that I probably never would have had the courage to try and get my foot in like my own YouTube channel door if not for WNTI, you know, letting me talk about my opinions and play some of my favorite music over the radio station. So, again, boosted my confidence and trust in social media on that note.
I don't know, I guess, because I like talking a lot. And I know in high school, teachers and people would just be like, could you stop talking? You're really annoying or something like that. And I feel like no one cared to listen or wanted to listen to whatever I had to say. So I just kind of started talking to myself and thinking, oh, well, at least I have myself and I can say things and I'll listen. But then as I went to the radio station, or when I first got to Centenary, I heard that they had a radio station. So I thought, you know what? Maybe if I just start talking to a microphone, someone will listen. They don't have to like it. They can just listen. So it went from having no one want to hear me to having everyone hear me. And that was amazing. So that was pretty cool. I mean, it was rough at first because I know I don't talk about the most interesting things, but at least I can talk.
All right, Halifa, Gabe, you want to jump in on this or?
I'd agree to say that my experience at WNTI has helped me to grow some more confident in myself because I don't really like talking much, especially to crowds. But through my own music show, I was able to, I felt comfortable with expressing my love for music. So it definitely helped to build that confidence for me, I'd say. Although I'm also not really planning on having a career in radio, I'm mostly planning a career in like movies or film, but radio's pretty good too, and I'll remember it for helping me to grow this, help expand my love for music and my confidence too.
Very good. Okay, let me just, we're running out of time here, so I got to throw out one of the last two questions. Just a general question around the group, and feel free to jump in, guys, on this. Where do you guys see the world in the next few months?
Getting better, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I think my world is going to look very different. I think with a lot of people, it's just never going to be the same or look the same. But, you know, I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that, you know, I get a job. I get, you know, I can get out of the house for one. But
I just want to get out of that.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for the best, you know. That's kind of all I can think.
What we need to understand is that it's not just a virus that we are dealing with. I mean, the whole world is going through a social experiment. How are we as a society, as a human race, going to respond to this? Will it be calmly? Because again, with stores like ShopRite, again, putting these new rules where we have to wear masks and you can only go out for essential items too. I mean, because in some places like China, they've, you know, welded doors shut to keep people indoors from spreading the disease, so...
They welded people's doors shut?
Well, that's just, I mean, that's one news article of what's going on. Because again, China and Russia did more stricter quarantine
laws. That's taking it too far. Locking your doors, putting a padlock on your doors, okay, welding it? That's too far.
They are a communist country, so people.
We are lucky that we, as a country, are still able to actually. We can go out, but it's recommended only for essential items as well. When you think about it, but again, how long can this quarantine last? Because again, it's not just the news. Celebrities are, you know, trying to pitch in to help by reminding people. Do your part, stay inside, don't go out. But I mean, as expressed amongst ourselves, it can be difficult to just stay inside and, you know, not go out. Because again, a lot of people are losing their jobs, a lot of internships are closing. So it's just a matter of how strong we can maintain through this whole skirmish. And we have to honestly understand this is not just going to be a quick thing that's, oh, it's happening, we'll just get rid of it. Because, I mean, what, and if and when a vaccine is developed, there's still going to be, you know, a limited supply of it. And there's going to be, because they need more materials to make more. So there will be, again, even a price on that too. So, again, it just depends how we as a human society will behave throughout this whole skirmish.
I think this is the worst thing that could happen in the world, but I always believe this too shall pass, and, like, the world will be better soon, and everyone will be back in jobs, or they'll find a job, or... Like the world will slowly go back to normal.
I hope so, Gabby. I really hope so.
Yeah, you know what? I am very hopeful that this will pass over, because you know I went through 9/11. You know, I was in junior year of high school when 9/11 happened, and that day everything changed. How we went to sporting events, how we just do our daily life, like going on an airplane or going into a more secure location, that all changed. And it was a scary time. And a lot of people were asking the same questions that people today are asking. You know, what is the new normal? You know, are we going to be able to do the same things that, you know, we take for granted today? And society had to adapt. And we did adapt. And in some cases, we're better for it. And we're going to learn from this. Yes, there'll be temporary adjustments. Do I think that we'll be wearing masks in stores for the next probably couple of months? Probably. Do I think it's going to be forever? No. Do I think I'll be able to go to a Mets game again? Most likely I will. We'll figure this out. We've always done it. And I think what's also going to be helpful for us is that our scientists, and we have a lot of smart people that are trying to work to get this disease under control. And it's not just the scientists, but it's also people have to play the part. Maybe we have to be a little more conscious about our health and how we do things, but we'll get over this and we'll be better for it. I truly believe that.
There will be some places that won't make it out of this. Like, if there are any shopping malls left, they're gone now. They are, because no one's going out to buy anything. If there were any people going out, because I know we had, in my location, we have one shopping mall left, and there's like 3 to 2 stores left. But I mean, I still went in but it was like a ghost town. You could hear your echo whisper, yeah. Your whisper echo. So if there were any shopping malls left, they're gone now.
Wait, Daniel, what were you doing in a mall?
Well, there's a nice little antique shop, and it sells a lot of old comic books. So,
Daniel, what shop do you work at?
Greenwich.
Okay. Yeah, I've worked at a couple of shop rights. I feel like that's going to be, I feel that that's the only option. And getting that email today from WRNJ definitely helped. But I've worked at a couple of shop rights myself, so.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, my hours definitely went up since this virus started. So if there's any consolation, it's that I'm getting a little extra money to support myself. So that's something.
True.
But again, it's just now we have to be careful. We have to sanitize every little item every 2 hours. So that's just a new rule that's in place. You got to always wash your hands. If you're sick, they give you off for they have to tell you to go home. You're suspended for 2 weeks. You'll still be paid. But again, it's not good to have that on a record that somebody was reported to have the virus. So that's just something you got to watch out for, because then people are going to keep their distance from you as well. So,
yeah,
we had two people from Chester, from Chester and from Mendham. Working at the ShopRite, and they were diagnosed positive. So,
nobody from our ShopRite was diagnosed, but it's just still something to be aware about. Just to, for the sake of argument, of course, I don't think they would give any names, because again, if a name was given out, that's gonna cause some issues too.
There's privacy issues with that.
Yeah.
On one hand, it's good to keep your distance from anyone with the virus, but on the other hand, you'll be singled out, and it's going to cause some even more social distancing issues. I mean, we have posted the rule 6 feet apart and, wait in a limited amount of people in the store, actually, now, too. That's another thing. It's only 80 people in the store at once. They have to wait online. It's only in the morning, so in the afternoon, there's not that big a line.
Yeah, it's going to be big changes for everybody. All right, well, we're getting close to the end here. I just, one question I wanted to pass around. I'd like everybody to jump in, or I'll select people one at a time to add to answer this question. But obviously, we're going to have some more freshmen coming in the fall. And you guys have gone through a unique situation. You guys have transitioned to online learning, gone through this. So what's your advice to incoming freshmen or people, what's your advice to people that are going to be entering college in the fall, having gone through this experience?
Yeah, I think I've been thinking of that because I have a cousin who's actually graduating high school and going through this. I think I would tell him that just to enjoy every minute and to take advantage of everything you can in college, because I wasn't able to my senior year because of this. So, yeah, definitely just take every moment, don't take it for granted. And you're lucky to do this. That's the best advice.
Alitha, you want to chip in on this?
I want to say, if for any freshmen listening or will listen soon, I would say just if there's any job opportunities you want, or are trying to look for, try to take it as early as possible, put in resumes, and also prepare your resumes very, very thoroughly, because they do look at your resumes really heavily. So I would say, I recommend make sure your resumes are pretty good. Also, stay in touch with connections that you can possibly have, whatever your job field is, make those connections as soon as possible, because I've seen people in freshman year just they stop going to seminary because couldn't make enough connections or weren't doing well in the grades. So I would say just stay on top of your grades. Also make connections as early as possible, because it really helps when you make good connections early on. So, yeah.
All right. Lauren, you want to jump in on this?
I was going to bring up something else, but I didn't really think it was relevant.
Okay.
I guess it's a short thing. So wait, you were a freshman when 9/11 happened. So that was, you were a junior, right?
Junior in high school. Yes.
Two years before that, 1999, I think you would have been an eighth grader freshman. Do you remember the Columbine shooting from the late 90s?
Yes, I do.
Did that change anything for you too? Because I know it changed a lot for America as well. It was like, that was actually before 9/11. That was the big event that changed America.
Yeah,
it changed gun control and bullying and school safety.
Yeah, it did change a lot of things, you know, in regards to school safety. And I think I used 9/11 as an example. I mean, there's numerous other events that have happened in this country.
I used Columbine. I was born like the week it happened.
Wow.
Or the week after it happened. So, like, that's the one thing that, like, everyone's like, oh, 9/11 was a big change. But actually, before that, it was that shooting. That was, 9/11 was bigger, but Columbine was, like, the beginning of change. But 9/11, like, implemented it, I guess. Like,
I mean, Lauren, I don't think that's all that irrelevant, because this is implementing a big change, too. Like, incoming freshmen are going to be like, oh, I'm going to college after a giant pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably going to be concerned. Like, there's a lot of people in one area. Like, I would be a little concerned. But honestly, my thing for, like, college freshmen is, like, everyone's in the same boat, so just talk to people. Like, that was my biggest thing, was I was, like, my big thing was, like, okay, I'm nervous. I want to make friends. They're also nervous. They also probably want to make friends. So it's not that weird if I just say, hey, and I introduce myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, I always got very awkward about it, but then I realized, like, we're in the same boat. We're probably both terrified. I was like, I should probably just introduce myself and be like, hey, I'm frightened. How about you? Like, you know what I mean? So
I'm terrified. Hi. Do you want to be
my friend? Hi, my name's Ray. I'm scared.
Yeah. Hug me. Hug me, brother.
That's literally how I made one of my friends, was we were in class and my teacher was, I'm not going to say who, but it was a very boring class. And it was a math class. And I leaned over and I just went, are you getting any of this? And she went, no. And I was like, I'm Ray, by the way. And then we just started talking. We've been friends ever since. So it's crazy how, like, it seems really intimidating to introduce yourself to someone, but honestly, like, when people were introducing themselves to me, like, unprompted, it made me feel so much better, because it was like, oh, okay, this is someone I could talk to. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're in the same boat. We totally understand what we're going through and stuff that. So honestly, my biggest advice is just talk to people, because you'd be surprised how easy it is to make friends.
Maybe for you, but not for me. I remember when I first started, no one came up and said hi to me. I had to go up and say hi to everyone else, which is good, because I have no fear of anyone. Actually, I think that's how I met. That's a lie. I think Daniel is the only person I know who actually walked up to me, extended his hand and said, hi, I'm Daniel. That's the only person I know, 2 years I've been here, who's introduced themselves to me. So
yeah, that's fair. I mean, I've found it pretty easy where people will either, even if you don't, if they don't come up to you, they don't find it, like, weird or anything to, like, they don't find it strange to when you say something to them. Do you know what I mean? They don't think it's weird, because they totally get it. Like, oh, okay, they're new as well. They're probably also scared. Like, it's all good.
I mean, a big thing for me, which I know, I guess I love school, so that's not really something, like, school, I don't struggle with social stuff I struggle with. So for the school aspect, for any freshman coming in, just, even if you're already good at the subject, just get extra help. Boost those grades and boost that confidence. You don't, even if you really don't want to, just do it anyway. Like, the tutoring center, the writing collab, the library, a teacher. Just get help. Just talk to teachers. Be like, hey, do you want to talk about this? Or can you talk to me about this? Don't just be like, oh, I'm not going to go talk to Dr. Fry or Dr. Search or John. Just do it. Just get it over with.
I got really lucky. One of my psych professors took pity on me when I was having a hard time. And he was like, do you want to, like, talk? He was like, people have breakdowns in my office all the time. You're welcome to. And I did. I did. And it helped, because it does help when you're, like, you're away from home for the first time and you're having a hard time because it's adjusting. And I had other personal stuff going on at the time. that happened over the summer that I had to kind of deal with while I was adjusting to college. So it helps to have somebody to be like, hey, I'm having a hard time. Can I just vent and have them be like, totally. So that helped a lot, but you know, it was nice to have like a place where I could be like, I'm having a hard time and have someone be supporting.
I think the biggest takeaway is you got to learn to talk to people.
I vented to John. Like, I don't know how many times I vented. I came up to you. I don't know how many times I came up to you over the course of the beginning of last semester. I'm just like, I need to talk to you about life. Do you remember that? I don't know where we were sitting. We just talked for like a good hour, and that made me feel better.
All right. Anybody else? Gabriel or?
Yeah, I'd say just get to know a lot of people. You know, and join clubs if there's. Get involved a lot, like just join clubs. And because it's going to go by fast. College is going to go by real fast. So just have the most fun as you can.
And stay involved.
Yeah.
All right. Daniel?
Let's see. Well, I guess the only advice I have is just, you know, you got to keep socializing. I know, ironic considering the times we're in, but just keep putting yourself out there. Like I did with the radio show. If you see something that interests you, I say take it. And when it comes to studies, you got to be sure to stay on top of that and make sure it's something you enjoy doing or you see yourself wanting to do. If you want to change your major, I say just change it. Go right ahead. Just
this is to have a good time. Guy who did not hand in one of his essays for Dr. Lutsky's class, Daniel.
Well, you got last class.
You're like, tell Dr. Lutsky I'm busy. Then you're like, I also didn't do my essay.
John, can you take this conversation out of the video?
Yeah, I'll take it out. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot. But wait,
don't
actually.
Worry about it. I'm going to edit this out. Don't worry.
Thank you.
But wait, before you go, I want to say thank you for introducing yourself to me in the beginning of, was it last semester? Like, that'd be the fall semester, right?
I think so, yeah. No problem, yeah.
You're the first and only person that's come up to me and said hi. I had to do that for everyone else. And when you did that, I'm like, what? This is crazy. No one's ever done that.
Well, Lauren, it was fun working on the Friday hourly Inquisition show. It was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really fun show to listen to.
Lauren, you introduced yourself to me at a meeting.
I introduced myself to you.
Yeah, I was at a meeting and I was just like awkwardly sitting there and I had a tumbler that you liked because it was just like a rainbow cup that had my initials on it. And you just pointed at it and you went, oh, that's cool. And I was like, oh, thank you. And you were like, I'm Lauren. And I was like, hi, I'm Ray.
I'm like, cool. I like your rainbow.
You were like, I like your cup. And I was like, thank you. You were just kind of like, oh, by the way, I'm Lauren. And I was like, hey. And I was like this scared freshman. It was like probably like the first or second week of classes. And I was just kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I remember.
And Ray,
I was just so scared like that week. I recognized you because I recognized your cup. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Ray and her cup.
Yeah. And Ray, I remember meeting you at a freshman experience day in the summer.
Oh, geez. That's oh my God.
And then we completely forget, we meet and then we got you. And then you're like, finally we were able to hook up back in the fall to get you started. And I remember like one of the things we started talking about was I just randomly brought up Waffle House.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring up the Waffle House.
It turned into like this whole running, you know,
turned into a running joke.
Into a meeting kind of deal that you wanted to take the entire WNTI staff out to Waffle House in hometown.
Yeah, it's not my hometown. I was like, we should take a field trip to PA because I live
Allentown.
In
Allentown.
I was like, we'll take I thought you said hometown. Sorry, I'm deaf. It just became a running joke because I remember I had just finished my show and you were like, can you record a spot for me? And I was like, yeah. And I was having a really terrible day. And you were like, do you want to see a video? And I was like, sure. And it was like, who was it? It was I don't remember his name, but he was just like at a Waffle House and talking about how it's like the greatest thing in America.
It was Anthony Bourdain, and you were having a little trouble struggling with things. And I said, well, how about you watch this presenter, you know, Anthony Bourdain, the late Anthony Bourdain, famous chef, because he's a good presenter. He was a good presenter with his voice on television. I thought, try watching this. This can help you. And this turned into this whole thing.
Yeah. And he was just talking about how Waffle House is like the greatest thing to ever happen to America. And I was like, and then we had this ongoing joke where now every time I have an interaction with you, John, we always talk about Waffle House, and it's getting out of hand.
I still want to go to Waffle House, by the way.
I went to a Waffle House over the summer in South Carolina, and it was the greatest experience of my life. I've done a lot with my life, but Waffle House takes the cake.
I went to IHOP for the first time.
I just want to go on vacation. After this whole thing is done, I just want to go on vacation and just go to drive somewhere where there's a Waffle House.
Oh my God, a Waffle House cruise.
Get
out of here. This is, honestly, I'm a genius.
Well, you are.
I will. I will say this. I think we're all looking forward to coming back to WNTI in the fall. We'll all be there. I know, Maggie, you're graduating, so Maggie, we wish you all the best.
I'm not coming.
Thank
back.
You.
I'm graduating too.
Love you, Maggie.
Yeah, Gabby, you're graduating too. So congratulations, Gabby. We're gonna miss you.
I think we'll be both back to visit, but.
You and Gabby are welcome back to the station at any time.
I'm not coming back to the station after I move, so I'm sorry.
Well, you can always Skype in, Lauren. You can always Skype in.
That's true. I wish I could say I want to come back, but I won't.
Hopefully, when I come back, I'll have a job at WINJ.
Well, you never know, Lauren, because in my high school, some Warren Tech veterans would always stop by the TV and radio department just for, like, you know, a little special where they were in the neighborhood and they thought they'd do the Nightline News. So maybe someday you'll be in the Centenary neighborhood and you could stop by just say a quick hello to the over the air.
I just want to thank all of you guys for joining me today. On this special session, this has been a special WNTI town hall meeting with members of the WNTI staff, and hopefully we'll get together and do this again, but I just wanted to do this opportunity to kind of give all of our DJs a chance to just kind of share their stories, share their experiences, and and this is kind of a last time for some of our seniors to be on the air, so good luck to Gabby and Maggie, and also to other graduating seniors like Callie. We're going to miss you guys. I wish you all the best, and for all the rest of you, we're looking forward to having you back on this campus in the fall, and for WNTI, this is Director John Del Rey, and have a great day, everyone.